When history goes its way and the tectonic plates sweep across the earth, destroying all sorts of things, changing all sorts of things, the tablets of the Egyptians in their hieroglyphic writing on the stone tablets may well be there, because it doesn't necessarily have to be destroyed. Like the Great Pyramid, maybe not destroyed. Now, will the story of what mankind has done, the great strides that it's made up to this point, be remembered? And quite likely not, because it's unimportant. Were the people who lived in the time of ancient Egypt, were those people equally brilliant, all of them, not just the pharaohs and the great minds that brought things to be? Was everyone equally intelligent, equally brilliant? The answer is yes. Now, most of the people said to themselves, I don't know. Most of the people said to themselves, you are the great one. You are the one that I'm going to listen to. You're the one that's magical. You're the one that's wonderful. And so, because of that, they did not
apply.
They did not enjoy what they were. They did not enjoy all that they were. They did not enjoy the fact that they were spiritually illumined beings, that they were magical beings, they were fantastic. Because you tell a person something long enough, strong enough, and he'll believe it. And you tell them that they're not like a child. You say to them, you're stupid, you're stupid, you're stupid. Pretty soon, the child's going to act that way. I mean, it's just a psychological thing in the nature of beings. Okay. Now, the great pharaohs, the great minds, the great mathematicians, the great people of that early Egypt days who gave the information, how did they know the past? How did they know the future? And how did they time it so perfectly? How did the Aztecs create their calendar, which ended 2012, mm-hmm. December 21st? How did they know how to do that? And they went through various phases, and they show the phases of life. They show the Iron Age, the Gold Age, the Silver Age, and what all these ages had been. Now, where'd they get this information back then? Where'd they get that information? They knew intuitively, and they believed what they knew intuitively, and they put it down. And they became the great teachers. They became the great leaders, but they were not teachers, and they were not leaders. They were just illumined beings giving that information to the world. And each one of us has that same potential in us to walk our heavenly, if you will, divine spiritual path, our illumined path, if we want to. But we will not walk it if we will be allowing ourselves to be touched by the world around us. If we allow ourselves to be touched by the people's lives around us, the people who come to us and study and do not study adequately to get the benefit for themselves, and then they say that we are poor teachers. This is standard. This is standard. You can be sure that the great teachers of India and everywhere else had students who disregarded them, who disrespected them, because the student didn't apply themselves. We saw the movie last night where the young girl was talented and intelligent, but she had so much anger in her about her family life and about herself that she didn't allow herself to apply it. But the genius was there. And then someone came along and encouraged that genius. And it had to be some person who didn't make any difference. Some person, they did it just because, hey, you know, you're good, you're fantastic. And then what did they do? Then they let go of that inner flame, that inner fire, that inner self. But it could have been hidden forever, never shown, because there's nothing to encourage them to do it. But the girl did. She showed it. And the woman did, too. And the woman, her husband had been a pretty nice guy. But he woke up to the fact that she had to be her, that she had to walk her own way, that she wasn't going to be, you know, nothing. She's a thinker, and she's a doer, and you playing basketball at your age and stuff, well, that's stupid. Well, no, it isn't. See, the thing is, she believed in herself. And because she believed in herself, she succeeded. But she not only succeeded, she succeeded with her family, she succeeded with the people around her, she succeeded with her ex-husband, releasing him and not needing him back, even though it seemed very nice. And she did not disqualify the professor by having a hang-up about him. You know, she was able to release him until she graduated. That was several years down the way. And she did it. But you see, she was able to be her genius self, even in the experiences of toughness that were going along. And instead of fighting the training program, she went with it. She wore the uniform of the day. She did the things that she could do and had fun. Now, I'm not praising the woman. I'm just saying she let go. She let go. You and I, we can let go too, if we want to realize that we are divine. And if we're divine, then there is none of this confusion out here, unless we stop being recognizing that we're divine. And the confusion is going to come up again and again to challenge us to see whether we are hung up by it. And Jesus said to who? Judas? Go, do it quickly. Yeah. And Jesus said to the disciples, hey, if where you go, they don't want what you have to offer, kick the dust of that community off your feet, and there's that symbolism, and go your way. And go your way. If you never find a community that wants what you have to give, that doesn't mean you stop being who you are. If all the world wants to walk down your back and stomp instead of being gentle, then go your way. Go your way. Now, you know that we have our people in our world that we have worked very carefully and wonderfully with. And they're being stomped on by other people. Now, our gift to them is teaching them an inner strength to stand up in spite of all this stomping on that they're getting from others. And they know that's happening. They know it's happening. And walking in the way of the truth. But if each one of these students had been absolutely, sincerely divine on it, each one of them would have left the human life and walked the divine path as human beings, but as divine human beings. And wouldn't that be exciting? Mm-hmm. To walk the human path as divine human being, because then you're never touched. Then you're never worried about anything. You're never trying to improve somebody else. You're never trying to teach. You're never trying to share. Even Jesus said, hey, look, you guys, I've given you the best years of my life. I've given you all that I can, and you haven't taken it. So now I must leave so the Comforter can come and make you feel happy with the insignificant people that you are. Because that's what they were. And they tried to walk away from it. They tried to walk away from it, but they knew in their heart that that was the truth. Now, the Egyptians, all the Egyptians, were equally brilliant. But the Egyptians who shone forth their brilliance were those who applied it, those who dedicated themselves to it. You don't study the stars unless you pay attention to them. Now, it doesn't mean you got to memorize them. It just means you become one with the stars. And then in that, then you can tell the story. Then you can be the great mathematician, Pythagoras. You can be the great Aristotelian philosopher. You can be all these people. How could they be so great? How could they be so... Because they happened in a certain age, we are told. Well, there is no age. There is only where we are awakening. And to those who are not giving their best to living their life right now, they say we're living in a black age. We're going in a downhill. There are people who make money when everybody else is failing. Why? Because these people don't believe in the failure. There are people who have good health when all around them others are experiencing ill health. Why? Because they believe in it. It's not a matter of believing it. They live it. They live it. And you can have that same experience if you want. But the thing is, you're like the girl who could play the piano quite well. She knew everything. But she couldn't quite play what she wanted to play. And she gave herself a very difficult piece to play. But what was her reason for not doing it well, according to her friends around her? She needed practice. Well, was that the truth? What did she need? She needed to believe in herself. She needed to live the music. As her instructor said, put a little feeling into it. See, she was a musician, but she was not an artist. She only became an artist when she let go and let her feeling enter into it. You are a metaphysician, but you'll only be divine when you let yourself go in whatever you believe. And whatever you believe, it has nothing to do with anybody else. Everyone is just a catalyst in your world. But it just depends upon you. Now, what do you want out of life? Do you want to be remembered like the Egyptians are remembered? Or do you want to be those Egyptians who were embracing, soaked up with the wisdom, with the genius, with the magic of all knowledge? And they were aware of it. What good did it do them? Nothing. But they were aware of it. What good did it do them? They felt fulfilled. Did they feel they had to teach everybody all the techniques? They just gave the information. Now, you can imagine how many hundreds and thousands of people were involved in translating the hieroglyphics onto something and then onto this stone tablets that were all around. And to have them be consistent and to have them be equally perfect and to have them be artistic. Now, where did they find the people for that? It wasn't the people doing it. It was their inner beingness doing it. It was their inner awareness of the divinity that they were. And so it is with all of us when we walk our spiritual path. It's not a golden road, like we're told. What the inner path is the inner path is a path of peace, the path of understanding, the path of harmony. Now, what would happen to you if you were to die right this minute? Would you feel that you had lived a good life, and that you were a happy person, and that you were fulfilled in every way? No, because you told yourself you weren't. So now start telling yourself, I am fulfilled. I am happy. All is in divine order. You don't have to die. But all is in divine order. I feel fantastic. I think I'll start giving some of my illumination to my world. I don't have to. If I lose interest in it in the middle of it, go do something else, that's okay. The unfinished symphonies and the unfinished books that people have written, you know. Do you know how many unfinished books exist in this world?
Many.
And those are people who had never been famous in the first place. But they started, and then they let themselves be taken away. Are you ready? Are you ready to be yourself and have fun and to walk your path and know that everything you're doing is good and very good? Are you ready to say, anything the Egyptians did, I can do better? Because I am in tune with the infinite, and I have this vocabulary, I have computers to play with, and I have everything to do it with. And if I want, I can stand like a symbol. Whether I have clothes on or whether I'm naked or whatever, I stand as a symbol, and people want to be around me. Not because of my body, but because of the mind, because of the thought, because of the genius. That's what they want. And if they ever lose sight of that, then they'll do nothing for the rest of their life. Because the moment you lose sight of who and what you are, you have died to your human experience. And you may be reborn again, but the thing is, you've died to the human experience. Everything that you've done is of no value to you, no value. You must start out fresh and new because you didn't follow through with what you had when you were there. It's true. Mm. We have a lot of students here at the University of Healing who are absolutely brilliant, absolutely geniuses, absolutely fantastic. And then they began listening to other teachers than the teacher within themselves. And because they listened to other teachers, they try to live up what the other teachers want to say, and that's very human usually. And it just destroys them. When you're walking your spiritual path, it's not a lonely path. It's a happy path, fulfilling path. But it's not a path written by another being other than yourself. Mm-hmm. The divine in you is sharing itself and flowing forth. You're not being the divine from Jesus or anybody else. No matter how great the Buddha was, no matter how great anybody was, the divine is within you. And that divine is the allness. And that's who you are. So, these things that the Egyptians show us about the hieroglyphics and the things there, and the studious people who are working on understanding it, it's all good, all wonderful. But it's just a show. It's just something that's maybe titillated us a little bit to get off our sleepy bottoms and get out there and start being ourselves and having fun. Walking the path of the divine within us. Individually. That's what it's all about. So, let there only be one teacher in your life, yourself, and you'll be always happy and content. Yeah. I love you. I love you. I love you.